That's my prerogative. They say I'm nasty, but I don't give a damn. Getting girls is how I live. Some ask me questions, why am I so real? But they don't understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother trying hard to make it right. Not long ago, before I win this fight,
everybody's talking all this stuff about me. Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission, make my own decisions.
Oh,
that's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
It's the way that I wanna live.
It's my prerogative.
I can do just what I feel.
It's my prerogative.
Nobody can tell me what to do.
It's my prerogative.
Cause what I'm doing for you now.
Don't get me wrong, I'm really not suited. Ego trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Three Guys Talking Smack.
And listening to music.
I'm Liam. I'm a little out of breath from doing those Bobby Brown push-ups.
Oh, man, he was getting it on. He could have made a new video for that song in here tonight, boy.
Who else is in here? Oh, Silent
DJ. Big P occupied on the board trying to figure out how to be a DJ
I'm
over there.
Silent P today.
The Silent DJ.
The Silent P.
Mr. Big P.
Better known as Big P.
In the house. Yeah. What's going on, fellas?
Ain't nothing much, man. That was Mr. Whitney Houston there, right?
That's who that was, yes.
Bobby!
But you know what?
Bobby!
Go on, girl.
That was his prerogative, you know.
His prerogative.
And we played that because we kind of feel that way.
Yeah.
We love the people that love us, and we don't give a damn about the people that don't. But
yes.
We're here.
But we like that they listen, so
yes,
that's
we
important.
Do. Yes, we do.
The numbers, man, the numbers.
All comments are welcome, positive and negative.
Yes,
well, not
please.
Really. Don't lie. Not really. We got a special coming up a little bit later in the show. We're going to be talking to our friend Scotty Reed.
All right.
From the Black Talk Media Project and Black Talk Radio Network. and he's going to share some insight with us.
Okay.
Scotty agreed to take our show, and he's doing a lot of good things with it, and distributing it to other sets and other sites. I can't talk.
It's okay.
He's a brave man, and we're grateful to him.
Yes. He's a brave. You say brave?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking that. Yeah. So, question. What are we drinking tonight, fellas?
Stella in the house.
Stella is back in the house. She's becoming a regular here. I think we should get some sponsorship with Stella.
Yeah. Because we damn sure not getting a sponsor from Bonita and the Vine Wine Club.
The second official beverage of Three Guys Talking Smack.
There you go. I like that. Say that again without being talked over.
The second official beverage of Three Guys Talking Smack.
Thank you. Well said.
Well said. Well
cheers, said. Ernie.
We're going to...
Cheers.
Ding, ding.
We're going to... Every week we try to come in and do something a little bit different. We were kind of laid back last week. Was it 2 weeks ago, right? I don't remember when it was. It was two weeks ago. But after the disco and the funk, and we're back. And we're going to talk about one of our listeners who psychoanalyzed us over the break. And we're going to talk about her a little bit later. And she knows us better than we know ourselves. And
that was awesome.
It really was.
That was amazing.
Stay tuned. Now we're going to do a little Step Into My Life by Incognito from 1993, the album Positively.
I know nothing about this.
Through my head, love song, step into my life. so confused, but it's alright. Living day by day, I feel so used, that ain't right. I just wanna run and hide, but I don't have the time to cry. And it's alright, it's alright, alright. Many thoughts are running through my head, it's alright. Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's alright. I can't wait to see your face. I need a smile in your embrace. I'm alright. I'm alright. Yeah. Life can bring us through many changes. It's alright. Just don't give up. Know that it's gonna be alright. People come and they go. It's just the way that it goes.
Everything is everything.
Sad, and it's alright. Some things in the world, they make me mad, and it's alright. In the morning when I see the sun, I know I'm not the only one, and it's alright. It's alright. Hey, wish I had some money to pay my bills. I can't even buy that dress on sale, but it's alright. Having money don't mean a thing. Loving you is everything, and I'm alright. I'm alright, yeah.
Life can bring us through many changes. It's alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Just don't give up. Know that it's gonna be alright.
Is everything.
Oh,
it's gonna be alright.
Oh,
everything is everything.
Oh,
it's gonna be
alright.
Legacy, y'all. All right. Lost and Found album from 2007 on Verb. We thought we'd kind of ease you into this week's show before we blow things up, huh?
Okay.
No comment.
We'll save that for Diane.
It's your world, squirrel. What was that before that?
I don't know. What did we play before that?
Incognito.
Yeah, I did say that, didn't I?
Step Into My Life.
Yeah, stop drinking over
that's
there.
That's our DJ, y'all. Yeah. Yeah. Working on his third Stella already. We only been here 10 minutes.
We got a lot to do.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We got a lot of music to play, a lot of foolishness.
Mm.
But that's what we do. This is what we do.
That's what we grew
where
up.
Where are we going next, y'all?
Well, I used to always tell Omar that I always believed I was Latin in a past life.
And he's been mistaken for Puerto Rican plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
Except when he gets up to dance. He has no damn rhythm at all.
was a little something for our Latin listeners. Hopefully we have quite a few. So
hey, paso, amigo.
Didn't want you to be excluded because, you know, we were told we didn't play all kinds of music. So we just wanted to prove that we do play all kinds of music. So
and what was the name of that song?
The last song was by Arturo Salvador.
Sandoval?
Thank you.
Get you.
That was Stella. Stella did that. Get off me, girl. Anyway.
Hey, corn liquor over there. That's okay.
That was
Manteca.
Was, yeah, thank you, Ernie.
I mean, yeah, because you know the young dude, people.
That's Omar. I'm Big P. You're Liam.
See, okay. The young people would have said that's butter.
Butter?
You know, maybe for the rest of the show, we just want to announce
Spanish
the songs.
For butter or peanut butter.
We just want to know who it was. That was Sandoval. He's a trumpet player. He's from Cuba. And his thing is Latin jazz and Cuban Afro jazz.
Cuban Afro jazz.
Yes. Yeah. Sandoval hung out with Dizzy Gillespie down in Cuba when he used to come play with the band, and they took a liking to him.
Dizzy Gillespie actually wrote that song, right?
Yes, he did. And they were leaving, and young Sandoval wanted to go with them, and he couldn't go. And then when they came back, he
Castro said no.
Yeah. Castro said, no can do. But he got away anyway, and he defected while on tour with Dizzy in Europe and came to the U.S. And that's when we found out he was a pianist. Is that correct, Ernest?
Who?
He was a piano player.
Just forget
player.
Everybody's name today. Just
yeah, yeah.
You look so much like your brother, man. Well, look, I'm sorry.
He's my evil twin.
I do that all the time. You look so much. Y'all look so much alike. I swear.
Sometimes we're actually the same person.
Get out of here.
Multiple personalities. I think we need to go into the next song.
Yeah, I think so too.
Well, it's kind of funny because the seems like that apple pie corn liquor made its way back into the room again.
Yeah, it's a
you know, Liam didn't even have any. I think he got some fumes.
That's
or something.
A dangerous thing. Yeah, yeah. The other two people, by the way, were Eddie Palmieri and Tito Puente. Okay.
And coming up, Escovedo. Coke Escovedo. Coke, is that Escovedo. What I said?
Yes.
On the phone with us today, Scotty Reed, founder, curator, and everything with the Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Talk Media Project. Welcome, Scotty.
Welcome, Scotty.
Hey, what's up, Big P? What's up?
Welcome, Scotty. Everybody. This is Liam. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, sir.
We've got a thank you for all of your support. And for those listeners that don't know, when we first decided to do this show, we was going to call it Three Guys Talking Shit and Talking and Listening to Music. And Scotty said, you might want to make that smack so you don't end up in the explicit category. And that's, I give him the credit for that because he's a lot smarter than we are.
Thank you for that advice, man.
And the fact that you agreed to carry this show without even listening to us.
Well, that's not exactly true because many of you were on Tanya Free's show. So yeah, I've known y'all for years. I know what type of people you are. And so, therefore, it was a no-brainer.
We really appreciate it.
We appreciate it, man.
And we wanted to bring you on to talk a little bit about the Black Talk Media Project and the work that you do and how we can support you and how our listeners can and how those people listen to us on your platform.
Yeah. Well, for those that don't know the history of Black Talk Radio Network, first came the nonprofit new media organization, Black Talk Media Project. Now, I used to listen to talk radio a lot on the FM radio coming out of Charlotte. But anybody who's listening to FM talk radio, you'll notice that there's a lack of black voices. And then even when you do get some black voices, they're not authentic. And then, you know, also you don't have the local voices. And I was like kind of disturbed by that. And I started just looking into, you know, other ways to acquire radio over the internet. And then, you know, I started doing research and I was like, you know, we don't have enough black talk radio. We don't have talk radio programs that's discussing, you know, the everyday issues that black people got to go through. And so that's why I started the nonprofit. But through my work with the nonprofit, I discovered the 1996 Telecommunications Act, which really led to the destruction of black terrestrial radio. And so, you know, I try to fill that vacuum and help other people to realize that, hey, you don't have $250,000. You don't have $1 million to put down on a radio station where there's this technology, you know, that allows you to stream worldwide over the internet. And anybody can listen that has an internet connection. So I identified that as a solution to the problem of a lack of black talk radio in the United States.
So it seems like that was good timing on your part. How long have you actually been doing the network project?
2008 is when we started. So,
yeah,
we're
so
in
the
our,
internet was really just kind of taking off then as far as podcasts and things of that nature. It seemed like you got in at a good time, right?
Yes. Podcasts are increasingly becoming more and more popular. Especially for the black community, because you have to realize that a lot of our people access the internet through their phones. And podcasts are great for phones and other devices like that. And, you know, like Big P has told me before, you know, he plugs up his smartphone to the stereo system in the car, and that's how he listens to radio. So this technology has really opened up avenues for those taking advantage of it.
And I think for those that don't know, the Black Talk Radio Network is the number one radio and podcasting platform, I want to say, in the world. Is that correct?
Well, according to FeedSpot, it is. And FeedSpot is a platform that seeks, it not only distributes podcasts and other forms of media, but it's really an outlet to connect potential advertisers with identifying, you know, media out there that they may want to advertise on. And it's a company that's based in India. It was started by a man in India, and, you know, they've grown. I've done some research on them. And so they were curating black podcasts and talk radio. And so they came up with a category, and they ranked the 25 best black podcasts or terrestrial radio programs in the world. They didn't say just the United States. Mm-hmm. And out of that 25, Black Talk Radio Network was sitting atop the list. And, you know, that's really special to me because it wasn't an individual achievement, but a collective achievement for everyone who I've been working with over the years and helping them either, you know, learn the technology to producing, to also distributing their media. So that was an award for every podcast that's on Black Talk Radio Network.
Wonderful, wonderful.
And we want to thank you for including us, because a lot of the shows are very serious shows and informational shows. And I think we're a little bit different than anything else you have, and you still embraced us. And a lot of our response has been from people who have listened and found us on Black Talk Radio Network. And we're on several platforms. And we just wanted to let people know where you are and want to thank you. We had Preston Brown on, famous Preston Brown, on a couple of weeks ago. Because he gave us the same shot. And I personally worked with both of you for the past 10 years. And I'm glad to be able to keep
the conversation. It's been that long?
It's been that long.
It's been that long, 50?
It's been that long. And I think I was about 18 when we started. Oh, let's keep it in there.
Scotty, he was never very good at math, as you can tell.
Well, I tell you what, Scotty, tell us how our listeners can find you and how they can donate to the cause.
Well, first, let me say this about your guys' podcast and why I thought we needed it on Black Talk Radio. Because like you said, most of the podcasts are focusing on very serious issues, you know, either racism and white supremacy or politics and just dealing with that whole range of issues in that format. And, you know, everybody needs a break, you know, or we'll go crazy. And yeah, I love music. And I love music from all eras, except for after when we got to the 90s, I just quit listening. You know, just quit listening when we got to the 90s.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
And so, you know, you guys were playing this great music. And then in between, I enjoy the banter, you know, among friends and what have you. So we needed something like that. And I'm glad that y'all fill in that space. And if anybody is interested in supporting the work that we do, there's two ways. You can make a tax-deductible donation via our PayPal account. It also accepts, you don't have to have PayPal to make a donation. It accepts a credit card, a debit card, what have you. You can also email us a money order or a check to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And the last way that you can support the network is for a $24 a year donation, you will get access to a social media platform that we've been operating since 2016, but we just rolled out a new platform for that, and it operates very, very similar to Twitter. And I'm loving it, and the members are telling me they loving it, but it's a private network for those concerned about data mining and people selling your information. No, we don't do that. You won't even see any ads on the platform. So it's a private social media platform for the donors of this network. And I just really appreciate how people have supported us over the years.
We want to say thank you, Scotty. Thank you. Thank you
very much. Do you have one song that you'd like us to dedicate to play for you at some point over the next couple of weeks?
Flashlight. Flashlight.
You know,
Flashlight.
You got it.
Okay, because we got a Funk 2 show coming for too long, I believe.
I tell you what, we're going to work Flashlight in today. Anything Parliament we can do, we're going to put it in today.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate you.
Talk to you soon.
Right.
Thank you, Scotty.
Get up and
Guess you know what time it is.
Benita.
It's sponsored. Hello.
Are you on that bad phone again?
Hello.
Did you send her to Walmart last week to get a phone?
Why do we do this?
She keeps using burners. Who you running from?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your phone.
She got us on the whole phone.
Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to go to another song, and we're going to come back and try to get her a phone.
Got a connection.
Yeah,
you really garbled. You sound like you overmodulated.
What does that mean?
Turn your phone down.
I want that comedy back on my real phone.
Turn your phone down.
Did you spill some wine on your phone?
Comedy back on my real phone.
Okay, what we're going to do is go to the real comedy break.
Dying.
So what?
Boy, oh boy. You know, you ought to be quiet, yellow as your teeth is. You the only nigga I know drink water, turn to lemonade. If you get any hot in here, you can open up your fucking stand. You test tube, baby. But I know you're dumb, you can't help it. He can't help it, that's the kind of nigga steal a car and keep up the payments on it. Yeah, he do that kind of shit. I saw him the other day at the booth. He came down here making reservations to go to Chicago. Says, how long does it take to get from here to Chicago? Talk to the airport. And the reception says, just a minute, please. He hung with the phone. Yeah. Got in his car, started driving. I followed him, driving out to the airport. He saw a big old sign say airport left. He turned around and went back home. I said, I thought you were leaving town. I can't go nowhere. Damn airport left. Huh? Yeah, gotta go. Well, one thing for sure, you won't be seen on the album. Your black ass will be heard, won't you? They gonna get like, all right! Probably ain't got no record player no way. I went to a party over that nigga house, they had a Fisher Price record player. Little kids in the bedroom crying, Mama, how long y'all gonna play? Some niggas just cheap though, I ain't lying. Some niggas just cheap, man. I know, I got a friend of mine, he's so cheap, you know what he did? Come take a kid to the drive here. He went and rented some videos and pulled in the garage. Y'all gonna remember this day, ain't you? Hey, bro. Hey, where you going? That's a nice suit you got on. You ever think it come back in style? Here's a brother over here with a Richie Cunningham sweater on. You'll look better if your sweater was washed, you will I? Tell you the truth, you look better if it just was washed. Look at this girl coming here with these toe-up jeans on. Thinking it's a style. This is the only pair you had. I found out one thing about women. They only dress for each other. They don't give a fuck if we like what they got on, do they? Do they? You know, I heard one girl, I took a girl out one night, and some woman had on the same stuff she had on. Said, take me home, that bitch got on my clothes. I said, shut up and relax. Don't you know other motherfuckers shop at Sears? God damn. Oh, y'all like that. The women laugh like that. Get away with too much shit as it is. You know, a woman could come in this place and shoot up this whole place and get off with it. Judge say, what's wrong? Judge, I have female problems. I was on my goddamn period. Judge say, taste this man.
You gotta put me on Bonita, Bonita, Bonita. Bonita Applebum. Gotta put me on Bonita Applebum. I said, you gotta put me on.
Okay, we're gonna try this again. Is our sponsor on the line? Our sponsor on the line.
I think she's still in the phone store.
We'll catch her next show.
I don't think she really wanted to talk to us today either. She said she was drunk and on a date.
Omar, you want to introduce the next song?
If I knew what the next song was, I'd be glad to introduce it.
I believe it's Your Special by L. Hibbler.
Al Hibbler was a lead singer for the Duke Ellington Orchestra for about 8 years, 1943 to 51. Went out on his own and had a little success. 1955, he did The Unchained Melody. Had a big hit with that. The Righteous Brothers came back about 10 years later, did a white version of it. And it ended up appearing in the movie called Ghost.
But it was also very soulful too.
Huh?
The Righteous Brothers were pretty
soulful. Oh yeah. They imitated him very well. But Al Hibbler was one of the original three versions of the song came out in 1955. Al Hibbler had a top 10 version of it. So this is it, the Unchained Melody.
Long, long time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Or you still mine. I need your love. I need your love. God, speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea, to the open arms of the sea. Lonely rivers sigh, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me. Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time.
You think we've lost all of our listeners by now?
Is it just me or?
Yeah, they're going out to buy a copy of Al Hibbler.
I'm depressed.
That was amazing. It took me back to my childhood, like, you know, crawling around on the floor.
When Al Hibbler was singing, you were a child.
Yeah, man. He was singing because, you know, mom would play that kind of stuff right now. So.
Yeah, that's the music of our fathers and mothers.
Yeah.
I never heard this in my house.
Yeah. Speaking of music of our fathers.
Because you couldn't play this on a Fisher Price. You couldn't play this on a Fisher Price record player.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a big ending. Here we go.
Oh, Lord.
Love those strings, man. Yes.
Woo.
Okay, you want to get a little dirty and gut bucket now?
That was.
Let's listen to some Howlin'
Wolf.
That
was from Omar, in case anyone had any question at all. Where are we going next?
We're going to Howlin' Wolf.
What's the name of the song?
Gut Bucket Blues, and this is some advice to you. Don't laugh at me.
Thank you. I'll always love you. You were difficult to replace.
Oops,
said Daisy.
The DJ strikes again.
I just couldn't take it anymore.
It's okay. I heard enough.
That was King Creole and the Coconuts.
Kid Creole and the Coconuts, yes.
And so that the listeners can know, who brought the song?
And the song was called My Male Curiosity. And Kid Creole... They got their name from Elvis Presley when he did a movie called King Creole.
King Creole.
Yes. Oh. So that's where the name Kid Creole comes from.
And how did he make it to the show today?
And he was from the Bronx, New York.
But he's Kid Creole.
And they do a style, Latin, American, South American, Caribbean.
And Caribbean?
Yeah, all of that good stuff. Potato, tomato, tomato, potato. Potato, tomato. Anyway,
so it's going steadily downhill. Scott is going to regret this.
So before that, we had Howlin' Wolf,
yes,
blues musician. That was recorded in 1965. Don't Laugh at Me, directed to Big P over there behind the mic. And we tried to have a little conversation with our sponsor, Miss Benita. We were having a little phone trouble, but.
She's on location in Raleigh, North Carolina right now.
And
she's working on a story.
Working on it. Our sponsor, DivineWineClub.com. Check her out and give her your support like she gives us her support. Where are we going next, Big P?
We had an interesting email last week from one of our listeners, Diane.
Cool.
Omar, you want to read that?
Okay, and from Diane in Tallahassee.
Wow. Yes, Tallahassee.
This is from the show we did
a week and a half ago.
Hanging on a String, Dirty Dishes, Guess Who I Saw, Computer Love, It's a Man's World. Are you guys sending a message? LOL. Problems on the home front? Seconds of K for help? Seriously, the podcasts are great. Well, thank you, Diane, for all those comments. I think you saw some connections in here that we had no idea that we were even making, but I guess you understand us better than we understand ourselves.
Yeah, that was truly amazing. When I read that, I was like...
And I just want to know...
Wow, I didn't even know.
What does Diane have to do with the rest of her life that she can spend that much time?
We appreciate that you spent time listening to the whole show. Like, we hope you continue to listen.
Big P,
we
feel free to comment at any time.
Big P, why do you always have to be like that? I thought what Diane said was cool. Yeah. She saw something and pulled it out of the music, and like I had no idea it was there. Because we come in and just, that was a show where we just threw together because we said, what you got?
We were prepared. You know, we were prepared. Huh? We did our homework and we were prepared.
Never.
Yeah, it just kind of came together because of our connection,
our connection
with each other
is
over
friends,
the years.
Yeah.
And our love of music and our quirky friendships.
Yeah,
and I'm going to sneak this in.
And it worked.
This song for Diane. We never knew love like this before.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Lady, and you are my Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? And you think I'm trying not to learn? Since this is a perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Starting with the ABC of it, right down to the XYZ of it. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard, so high above you. And if a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you 1,000 times across the sky. One thing is very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost there, my love. Teach me tonight. Come on, baby. Come on, sugar. Come on, darling. I want you to show me what you want me to do, girl. To learn, teach me tonight. Come on, baby. Come on, sugar. Come on, darling.
That came from the school teacher, Big P. You gonna talk about that song?
Oh, I'm gonna say, who the school teacher? Lies you tell. That was Jeffrey Osborne, Teach Me Tonight, featuring Everett Harp, from the 2013 self-titled album, featuring, on that album is a pretty good one. He did pretty much Standards, Paul Jackson, he got Kamasi Washington on one, Rick Braun and George Duke are featured on that album.
All right.
Right.
Is Kamasi? What is? Did I get that wrong?
Kamasi, yeah,
that's what I thought. Mm-hmm, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We have wasted another hour and 15 minutes of your time, and we appreciate you listening to us.
Fun for me.
Omar, tell us all of our listeners where they can listen to us, and
you can get
how
us on the.
I guess if they're already listening, we don't need to tell them, right?
You can get us on the TuneIn app, iTunes app. You can also get us at buzzsprout.com. Thanks to Mr. Famous Brown, who carries our show a couple of times a month on 102.9 in Richmond, Richmond Soul Radio. Also, the Black Talk Network. Thank you to Scotty for joining us for a little while today. Don't forget about Miss Benita and the Vine Wine Club also. Also, Famous Brown's restaurant out on 9 Mile Road for people in the Richmond area. Go by and check him out.
We have... You did a very good job.
It was well done, yes.
Thank you for that.
Get a star.
As always, you can contact us at talkingsmackpodcast@gmail.com or go to Black Talk Radio Network, and you can comment right under the show. We do pay attention to all comments, and we do respond to them all. even though we might talk badly about you, we do accept you and want the
news. And make a tax-deductible donation to Brother Scotty for the work he's doing down in North Carolina.
Because we are. We've committed to doing that as well. We're going to get out of here. On and on. Erykah Badu. That's what we keep doing. On and on.
Talking smack. Listening to music.
Three guys.
And friends.
Oh, what a day. What a day, what a day. Peace and blessings manifest with every lesson learned. If your knowledge were your wealth, then it would be well earned. And we were made in his image, then call us by our names. Most intellects do not believe in God, but they fear us just the same.
Check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.